Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I looked into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Praise God. I just want to say, looking over this crowd, thank you so much for your faithfulness in continuing to honor God, to serve God, to love God, and to support this vision of this ministry that God has called us to. We truly appreciate you all, each and every one of you, that, you know, it's not too often that people remain faithful. And just continue to come and come and come, whether it's raining or not. So I just want to say a big thank you to all of you that continually support the vision of this church and the ministry here. Amen. If you can take me out of the monitors, I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, we don't let the enemy defeat us ever. You saw what happened this morning. And I mean, if we had to sing a cappella, we would have had the anointing here anyway, because you're here and God's here. Amen. And so he tries to cause problems to get your mind and your focus off of the fact that Jesus should be glorified. Amen. We come to church to glorify Jesus and to learn. Amen. And I was listening to something, someone teaching a sermon a while ago, and they were talking about, you know, everything that happens in your life is God's will. And, you know, that is not a godly teaching, because when I get sick, I'm going to start believing that it's God's will. And everything you're going through is God's plan to get you to a better place. The truth is, when you go into a problem, God will get you through that problem. Yea, thou go through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. So the reason I'm understanding this, and God said to me, is because people do not understand authority of the believer. They don't know they have authority to bind and loose and cast out and draw in. They don't understand that they're a part of what happens in their lives. Remember, my wife was saying, Peter, the devil has come to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed that your faith don't fail. Not me, God, that I don't fail, because I ain't going to fail. I've already won. That you don't fail. And you've got to learn, the Bible says the just shall live by whose faith? Your own faith, which was originally given to you by the author and finisher of faith. God gave you faith. And so this is a church that trains you and teaches you to stand on your own two feet. And we teach about the authority of the believer. We teach about binding and loosing and claiming. Because that's what Jesus said. We teach about saying to the mountain, be thou removed. I don't wait for God to come and move the mountain. I've got to get the action happening by speaking it out of my mouth, having a belief system, and then God will see to it that it takes place. He said, I watch over my word in Jeremiah. I watch over my word to perform it. So when I say to the mountain, be gone in the name of Jesus, that's his word. Now he performs his word. But when I don't know to use the name and to use the gifts that God's given us, I don't speak it. So he's got nothing that he can confirm. So we are a word of faith church. Amen. We teach you how to live by faith. Because if you're not going to live by faith, you ain't going to live victoriously. Period. Amen. And so I just wanted to say that I heard a teaching, as I said, and it was just, it so grieved me that I wonder what it does to God. You know, that makes God the author and finisher of my disease. If everything's according to his will, people dying and going to hell, that makes God the author and finisher of their salvation gone. Because they didn't receive God. Don't be listening to that kind of stuff. And stay where you've been planted. I don't need to tell you because you understand that. You're always here. But stay rooted and grounded like a tree that is rooted and grounded. He said, then you will bear the right fruit. Your leaf will not wither. And whatever you do will prosper. Yes. Don't be looking to man to get you out of a situation. You've got to look to God to get you out of the situation. When you claim it, proclaim it, decree it, and speak it and believe it. Did he not say I became poor so you can become rich? Did he not say I took stripes on my back so you can walk in divine health? Did he not say my peace I give you, not the peace of the world, the peace I give to you is not movable? Did he not say those things? Well, claim them. There are many promises in the kingdom of God, and we have got to act on the word of God in order to walk in the promises of God. And with the time coming to a close, the age coming to a close, the world's not going to end, but the age is going to stop, the church age. When that all comes to an end, and it's happening real close right now, who are you going to call? If you don't know to call on the name, if you're not being taught to call on the name, if you're not being taught to say, yay, I dwell in the shadow of the Most High God, I'm not going to fear whatever happens around me. If you don't know that stuff, how are you going to protect yourself and your family and your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids? How are you going to be any good in anyone's life if you don't understand the principles, the basic principles of God? When he spoke to the disciples and he said, the sower sows the seed. They came and said to him, what is the seed? What are you talking about? He said, if you don't understand this, how can you understand anything? The seed is a word of God. Now, when someone says God's will is that you have all those things happen, that's not the seed. That's the devil's seed. It's not God's seed. And if you don't know any better, you're going to fall for the devil's seed. Listen, I don't even like, you know, sometimes I get a testimony. And it's good to hear the testimonies. I love testimonies. But I heard one the other day, not anyone in this church, I heard a testimony of somebody who said this happened and that happened to them, but, you know, they got through it and it was caused by something that happened to them that is a problem. And I had the same thing happening to me. Guess what? You think the devil didn't come and say, ha ha, see? Everyone gets it. You got it. Even in your testimony, you can cause someone to stumble. Think before you speak. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Think before you speak, because you put something on someone because they heard how you got over something that they might be battling with. You don't even know it. Rather just say, you know, and let me just tell you this. Faith doesn't need to know the sickness. When they said to Jesus, come and heal my servant, he didn't say, okay, what's wrong with him? Where did it happen? How did it happen? What time did it happen? Why? He didn't. He just sent his word and healed them. Faith doesn't need to know what the problem is. Faith is an attack mode, and it just takes care of the problem. Faith isn't limited by the size of the problem. Right. Amen. That's right. I mean, I'm just saying. We know we're going to get into the Word of God, right? I'm not going to get you into anything but the Word of God. Amen? So you can stand on your own 2 feet. You don't have to rely on mankind. You rely on Godkind. Amen? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That was a long introduction. Now, the service is going to go until 6 o'clock, so we'll order pizza or something on the side. We'll have like a drive-through. So just relax right now. That's next week. Holy Spirit and fire. Don't forget next week. Come and join us. And we have seen some amazing things happening in the Holy Ghost and fire service. How many of you have been here in those? And you see the power of God. The last one especially was like kaboom. Praise God. All right. We're talking today about the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. You need to understand what the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God is, how it operates, and how you get a hold of it. How many of you want that kind of power? Remember, Paul said these words. He said, I didn't come here preaching with etiquette and or fancy words. I came in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. Amen? You'd rather have the Holy Spirit than some fancy faluting high words that no one understands anyway. You sound good to yourself, but other people don't have a clue what you mean. Amen. And with the Holy Spirit, I think sometimes simplicity is beauty. Amen. Okay, so someone said these words, and I agreed 100%. God can only anoint you to do the impossible up to the capacity of your belief. Now, I know all of us want to do the impossible. How many of you know, like my wife started teaching a while ago, that your goods are in a place called impossible? Because if it wasn't in an impossible place, everyone would be walking in it. But God said, you've got to fight the good fight of faith. He said, I always cause you to triumph in Christ Jesus. He said, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. There are attacks that come. There are things that try to stop you, and you have to go through some stuff. But depending on how you know and who you know and what you're operating like, it determines how long you're going to stay in the problem. And so God can only anoint you to do the impossible. You all want to do the impossible. Who wants to do what Jesus did? Is it possible? He said, all things are possible to who? To them that believe. Is that not a fact? Alrighty. So he can only anoint you to do the impossible up to the capacity of your belief.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracle signs and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Simple Prayer, Simple Life. Prayer is